sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Maris and Miriam Baschana, for health and bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeh. We're going to be learning the Maharal, Perek Yud Zayin, Gevuras Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya, and this is about Moshe Rabbeinu. Today is the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Natara v'tiftach v'tireyu as hayeled, says the Gemara, v'tere as hayeled meboile. It should say, v'tere as hayeled. What does it mean, v'tireyu? V'tireyu doesn't seem to be talking about the child. Vatire as hayeled. What does it mean, vatirehu? Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, asher rasa shechina imo. She saw the shechina with him. It says, vayter v'hinei na'ar boiche. She saw a child, that's a rehu, she saw the shechina. V'hinei na'ar boiche, she saw a child crying, kari le yeled, kari le na'ar. And one animal she was called a yeled, vatirehu said yeled, and then v'hinei na'ar boiche. Tanahu yeled v'kolo kinar. He was a child, but his voice was like that of a na'ar. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So he was still small, but his call was like a young man. Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Yehuda and Cain that his call is kinar. And therefore he's pasul l'shir. So this is what Pshat is. Why is he called a Nair? Because his mother made him a chuppah snurim, a chuppah in his teva. Maybe I won't be zoch to be mishtatif in his chuppah. So she made the chuppah now, which is obviously quite as a biur. What's the Pshat? There's no girl, there's no marriage. But the Maharal only explains the last Maharal. She opened it up. She had mercy on him. She had mercy on him, and she said, he is the child of the Hebrews, of the Ivrim. Mina yada. How do you know? How did she know he was from Bnei Ivrim? Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Malami Chiroa so Mohul. Teaches us that she saw him, he was Mo'ul. Memela, she knew he was Mi'al de'Ivrim. Ze'al Rabbi Yechon, Malam Shem Esabah Shalom Midaz. Ze'en Noifel, Ve'en Acher Noifel. What does it mean, Ze'? It means, Ze'en Moshe is going to fall to the oar, Ve'en Acher Noifel. And no one else is going to. Rashi, Leor, Shosyon, but Lugzeirosim. No one's going to fall into the ark because that day they were invited to Lugzeir. Vanadurm Beloz, and Maitach Sivachiyom, Ralechim Dorshal Ovis, Vedonov, and Tsafsim Vamagim. Sofim Venu de Matsofim, Mahagim, Venu de Mamahagim. The Pusk says, if the Ovde Kochavim tell you, seek out the Ovos, the Edonim, the Mitsafsim, the Gam, all these sorcerers and witchcraft. So they're talking about their Nevi'im. And we're Machana, these Nevi'im, Mitzavtzifim. Why are they called the Nevi'im Mitzavtzifim? Tzofim, they see this simon, and they don't know what they're seeing. That's why their nevi'im are called mitzavtifim. They're tzofe, and they don't know what they're seeing. Rashi says, "V'chiyom ralechem ofte kuchav." They're going to tell you, "Dear shukumanu el ovos, seek out like us the ovos, the adonim." All the witchcraft, the sorcerers, the Nevi'i Sheker. So the Tzofim are those, Mitzavtim are Tzofim, they see, they don't know what they're seeing. Mahagim, Ve'en Ode Amah Mahagim. Rashi, Navi Karla Lashon Gnashim, Mitzavtim Kagurim, Umagim Kiyonim, Motzim kol begronim ben yodim ha'omrim. Kach derek etzdaninim en emroim ala sinra avalo pirishu avalo pirishu shal kol dover. So they make voices. But they can't, they don't even know what they're saying. They don't really understand what. They have this vision, they're at Stagninim, they look into the stars, they're astrologers, they make sounds, but they don't really know what they're saying. Rosh Hashim Shay saw Maim Nuke. So they said, the savior of the Jewish people is going to be afflicted by the water. They said, any kid who's born is thrown into the river. He said, this way we'll get the Moshiach Shal Yisrael. And they threw Moshe Rabbeinu in the water. They didn't see that simon anymore. Rashi says, calls Manshayabor, as long as he was in the oar, ain't lakus gedola mizu. There's no malchus, no affliction, no punishment greater than this. Ubatla simon shalikaya, shalikia. And the simon of the Ming Loke was Batul. Balig Zerasa. They were about to the Gzer Venim Yodim Shalmei Mariva Nilke. They were about to the Gzera. There was no more simon. So they said, there's no reason to make the Gzera anymore because there's no more simon. But they didn't realize, that's why they just made sounds. They didn't. They didn't realize Shalmei Mariva Nilke. He's going to get mal, that he's going to be afflicted, he's going to be punished. He's going to be lashed, literally, on the Meimariva. What does it mean, Hema? Hema Shiro with Stagnine Paro Vito. These are the waters that Stagnine Paro, his sorcerers, saw, and they made a mistake. Vahanu to Kamar Moshe, Elef Ragli, Amashar Nochi Bekirbo, Amar Moshe Beshvili Nitzaltim Kulchem. So ragli, Rashi says, it means bishvili. That the nation was saved because of me. Bishvili nitzaltim. Rashi, shebitlu mitzrayim es gzeirasim. Because of me, the mitzrayim were mevatel the gzeira. Since I went into the water, the Gzera became Batal. That's what it means. Sheish Meos Elef Ragli, Hamasher Nochi Bekirba. 600,000 Ragli. Because of me. Because of me, there are all these people, because they were vowed to the Gzera. Atkan Midivri Agamara. Says Rabbeinu the Maharal. Vim Toymar. Echev Sheshit Stagninim. Hayu Rawi Mashaloka Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. How can you say that the Itztagninim saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was loke al Mei Meriva when he said Shimun Amorim, listen you rebellious ones, and because of that he hit the rack? And the Maral's shita is that his sin was that he hit the rack derech kas. He hit it twice. Hakol derech kas. So therefore, he was punished. But shadavar kasha loymar, says Rabbeinu, that the itztagninim yuron dover zeh. The lotalian Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom b'mazel. Moshe Rabbeinu was a baal, as Hartman explains in the footnote, we're being helped by the footnotes as always. The union of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was a Baal Amala Elokis Nivdeles. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Ohoicha Oicha Madrega. Male Elokis Nivdeles. And what's a Mazel? A Mazel is related to one's astrological sign, is related to the Gashmi. And it's not possible that the union of Moshe Rabbeinu will be totally be Mazel HaGashmi. As the Maral says, Ki kol inyan Moshe sheyinot erachar tzur v'nivno min ha-tevah chomer. He was tzur, he wasn't chomer. He's so holy. So how could it be that you can see in the mazel what's going to happen to Moshe Rabbeinu? He writes elsewhere, the whole inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu was a kol b'koich elyon. It was all a higher power. Later on, Perek Ches, he writes, "Voim Reini Kishem Moshe." That's his milas that he's removed from the water. He's removed from water. Water is chomer. Water doesn't even have a lashon yachid. There's no individuality. It's chomer. Moshe Rabbeinu, milas atzura. Moshe Rabbeinu was form. Moshe Rabbeinu was the organizing principle, the spiritual principle. He wasn't this chomer, this raw material. Yeschalanu dolam in tsura bilvad. He was just tsura, and therefore he's removed from the water. You know, ma'im shisiyu. But the matzal l'shayich l'marechet hashamayim ativit, the nature. Hashamayim adav rabamim yotzer kosher l'shtanas b'nei chozak apul v'gzer sheish hashamayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu tziyu chutz l'shamayim. Kolam ishi adobik ma'ilin avdel s'mayim ma'ilah gashmis. Ki hashamayim im gishomim. V'zeh mishan amazal as Moshe Avram Avinu was taken. As he said, I'm not going to be molded. Yeah, according to your stars, you're not going to be molded. But go above your stars, because the stars are Gashmi, and you're Ruchni. So how could it be that this they could see in the stars what's going to happen to Moshe? Moshe was Mufkov, he's above the stars. Omer amar al v'yesh l'adat inyan ze. מה שהיו רואים את סטגנינים שהיה נלכה על המעלה במים שהיו רואים מה שהיו מתנגד למשה והיו רואים כי המים הם מתנגדים למשה רבינו עליו השלום כמו שהתבר לכמן איך המים תמיד מתנגדים למשה רבינו עליו השלום the Stagninim saw that Moshe Rabbeinu would be lashed in the water they saw that it's against Moshe as he writes a little bit later they didn't see specifically the May Meriva what was going to happen there he was going to get angry he was going to hit the rack he was going to get in trouble they just saw that there's this conflict between Moshe Rabbeinu and the water later on in Parakim Yudches Chof Gimel Chof Dalet talks about how the water is against Moshe. For Dov Zel Yerom Itztagninim, Hisnagdu Samayim Bilvad, that's all they saw. They didn't see the Inyan Elchedim Reveriva, they just saw that the water was against him. V'kashir Haya Moshe Rabbeinu Olashom Tzadik Gomer, Lo Haya Baal Yodum Menan Tzayim Tokol Tzadik Zeh Chutz Men Amayim Shem Hisnagdu Moshe Ba'atzman. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was a Tzadik, Gomer, he shouldn't have had this takala. He wouldn't have had this takala. It wouldn't have happened except for the water. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu guards the tzaddikim from all of these takalos, the pigi azman, from these things that happen. The Ramban writes in his Perish to Eov 36:7, Ki achosid agomer adavik belok of tomiv lo yaparad adavik machshav to bo binyan meyal meyane oylam ye nishmar tomiv kol mikri azman a person's tomiv dovuk b'ashem God's going to guard him. He continues on that derech. So writes the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel Perek Nun Aleph. Ki kol mi shepaga bo yiroa meiros oylem and nevim and chasidim shel paga bo yisrael beis ahelim. Because they weren't thinking about God, they were disconnected. There was a hester from Hashem. There was this disconnect from Hashem on some level. Maybe even they were thinking about it, but not in a deep way. But if there's a disconnect from Hashem, that's what brings the pogoim. But somebody's completely mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ra doesn't happen. So nothing can happen to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is at Tzadik Gomor. And therefore he's nishmar mipigi azman, except water, because water is not pigi azman. Water is hisnagdus be'etzim. Shem Tzadik Gomor is mevatel anything that might happen by chance. Anything incidental that might happen. But something that's be'etzim, that's essentially conflict with Moshe Rabbeinu, that can harm him. The dugma, besides the water, dasa navirim, they're snagged as be'etzim, like the Maharal writes later on. And therefore they could start with Moshe Rabbeinu. They saw something was going to happen with water. Water is this, not this to Moshe Rabbeinu. They just didn't know what. So water, as the Maral explains elsewhere, are without its sewer, they're complete chomer. Kadosh Baruch Hu is ma'abed the Rishayim al yedei mayim. That's how he's mocha their tzura. That's how, like the mabul, that's how he erases them. Let's see his big soda, the Maharal, when he talks about a lot about water. Water is her der atzura. And when he wants to bring everything back to Chomer, he uses water. That's the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is complete tzura, complete spiritual form. Ulefikach bat hakol, you take water, you put it in one kli, it takes that shape. A different kli, it takes that shape. Ulefikach bat hakol, Moshe Rabbeinu al v'shalom al amayim. So they saw the opposition of water to Moshe, and they didn't see the main Mariva Beferish. What's the difference between the Snagdus Amayim that they saw and the Mariva that they didn't see? Because the Snagdus Amayim LaMoshe is a Dover Klali. Shekvar Bala Olam Ki Snagdus Zoe Be'etzim Bein Amayim Achormin LaMalat Moshe Nevdelis. It's not a stackless pratis, it's a dover klali. But Mei Mariv is a dover prati. It wasn't in the world yet. So if they would see that, that would show that Moshe Rabbeinu was totally bemazel. So they didn't see the Shimun Amorim, that's a dover prati. You can't see that. That's something that's going to happen in the future. You can only see if you're dealing with somebody who's in the realm of nature. Moshe Rabbeinu was above nature. But seeing the present Metzius, nothing about the future. They just know that there's this snagdus in the world of the Mayim to Moshe. That Dover Klali they can see. That's something that's already in the world. But something specific that's going to happen, didn't happen yet, that they can't see. But something that's ontological, it's part and parcel of reality, that they can see, even Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, we know that the Kisvei Amaral are deeply steeped in Kabbalah, and I am not. So we're explaining it Lefi Arkenu. V'im Tomer Sof Sof Masha Yeroim Hayom Nolan Moshim Shal Yisrael Im Kein Tzorach Liom Moshe Gulasim Shal Yisrael Oya Alpi Marechas HaShemayim Chas V'Shalom Lom Moshe Gulasim Shal Yisrael Alpi Marechas HaShemayim. Says in the Medrash, Darash Rabbi Tanchuma, on the day Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Yitzdagninim said, today Moshe, the Moshim Shal Yisrael was born. We don't know if he's a Mitzri, if he's a Yehudi. So it says in that he was Gozer, even on the Mitzrim, they should also be thrown in. That's why when she saw him, she didn't know if he was a Mitzri or an Ivri. But Tiftach V'Torei Yelet, is it a Mitzri or an Ivri? And then she saw him. Yalde Ivrim Zeh. Rosomo. Otherwise, she wouldn't have known. They were thrown in too. But he wonders, how can it be that that Nolad Moshim Shal Yisrael, that means that the Geula is Kosher L'Merechas HaShemayim. They can see in the heavenly hosts, in the heavenly system, that which is Gashmi, we said. And obviously, it's more less Gashmi than this world, but than our physical world. But it's more Gashmi than the pure spiritual world. So the Geula can't come from this place of Shemayim. We say in that Agada. Lo ayde malach, lo ayde saraf, lo ayde shliach, ela kadosh baruch hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. So we don't want it to come from the world of Teva. We want it to come from a kadosh baruch hu, not from the world of Teva. And the kushya klal ki vaday im lo haisa tzaka v'atfila afagav shem rechas shemayim or gula evshe shelo yavo lidei gemar maisa idei shum niya. Not difficult, because if there wasn't tzaka and tfila, even though the merechas shemayim shows gula, evshe shelo yavo lidei gemar maisa idei shum niya. Could be that it still won't happen. Like sometimes we find. Is avtacha l'tova and shem yigrom achet. B'sofo shel davar avtacha lo mitmameshet. Like we see in brachas daf dalet. So the merechas haShemayim veis, they show this gula, and it's not going to happen because there's no, because achet gorin, they're not roy, they didn't do proper tzak and tefila. Dim lo kein. If you want a taina that with the merachas shemayim show have to happen, hare paro ya rotzel avatel mashu mora b'tztagninus. Moshe Rabbeinu said Harus had to throw him in the water to be monea Moshe Rabbeinu from saving them. How are you mevatel? They see that nolad Moshim shel Yisrael. The answer is, if stuff happens in the middle, then it can stop it. El vaday akol modim she'enam roim ha'inyan b'veirur ve'en kan yidya b'vaday v'efshar she'itbatel akol. No, everybody's moide that it's not necessarily going to happen. There's no 100%. Only death and taxes, they say. But otherwise, what you see in the stars isn't necessarily going to happen. The tefillah helps to finish it off. So it's not coming from Shemayim, it's coming from us, from the Ruchnius, not from the Gashmi world. So the Maharal asked a question. He said, how's the union of Moshe Talib Merechas HaShemayim? He said, no, they didn't see... They didn't see the what was going to happen, the Davar Prati. They just saw this Nagdus Hamayim. And then he asked, how's Gulas Yisrael to Yibin Rechaz HaShemayim? Or Nolan Moshin Shay said, no. Rechaz HaShemayim, says the Maharal, the Rechaz HaShemayim, you know what they saw? They didn't know exactly how it was going to happen. And then the question is, and it could have been stopped. They didn't know the details of how it was going to happen. And also it could have been stopped because... if not for the tefillah. And now he asks, what do we need the merechas haShemayim for? Sof kashya. Im lo haya merechas moira ala geula v'chiyu b'nei Avram le'oilam b'golos Mitzrayim. We already have a promise. We're leaving Egypt. Why are we tolerating the merechas? The merechas haShemayim didn't show it. We're going to be in Golos Mitzrayim. We're promised we're going to get out of there. You b'nei Avram le'olam b'Golos Mitzrayim. He says, b'nei Avram, because Avram was promised. V'gam es ha'goy asher avod u'don anochi v'achrechen yitzir b'chush gadol v'dor v'yeshuvu eina. He writes in the Derech Chaim, Perkei Mishadalit, Roy Hoy Sheyasa Amisol Kishiyotsu Mitzrayim B'Shvil Avram Kishib Mitzrayim Ayodom L'Gamilin Avram Ma'ase Avram Avinu Menu Yerushu Bonov V'Rech B'Zer Ramban Perishoto. It's all myself a similar bonim. Avram Avinu paved the way. It's all from Avram Avinu. Happened to him, happened to us. So it's all the Shorish of Gula's Avram Avinu. We're going to go out without the Merechas HaShemayim. Gam kein ein zekushia. Ki mashim rechaz mara alo emno lan moshia she Yisrael zo achana tov legula. O bekal yotz ta gula le po'al. So that the marechaz ha-shamayim show that today the Savior of Israel is going to be born, that's a hachana for the gula. and the Gula is going to come out easier. The Gula is going to be actualized in an easier fashion. V'ilu v'hayachon azos shemrechas min rechas shemayim af agav shahayu bevadei negolim ipnei bris avoysam.
So
basically, the fact that it's in the Rechus Shemayim, that just makes it easier. That just accelerates it. It's going to happen no matter what. See this yisod in the Gemara. Menah milstam rona kol mivakish racham al chaver v'tzorach los adov v'nan etchil. If you need something and you ask for your friend, you get answered first. For vayispal avram el elokim vayirpa elokim esavimelch v'zishto v'mosa v'yledu v'shem pokad esar v'shem avramar avram el avimelch. So because Avram Avinu davened for avimelch, he was answered first and his wife was remembered. Frek the Maharal, I don't understand. Avram Avinu was already promised. Keis chay l'sar bain. Says the Teretz, says no. It's going to happen. This is what pushes the, gets the wheels going. This tefillah got the wheels going. Of course, it's going to happen. So here also we have this brisavas. Of course, we're leaving Mitzrayim. What got the wheels? What made it easier was the fact that there was a merechas shemayim that pushed it along. So first he says Bris Avram, now he says Chus Avos, Bris Avos. So the Avos are all called Avram. The Iker is Avram Avinu. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avram, that's the Chasim of Birchus Avos. It's all Shor Shoshel Avram, but it's Bishus Kol Shlosh Avos. Lefizel Yikshelecha. Mashlo Yechom Stagnin Liros Mashiach Yisrael Meumos. Maral asked, if they knew that Ayom Nolad Mashim Shel Yisrael, why don't they know if he's an Egyptian or an Israeli or a Jew? And the answer is, because who is Moshe's, who took care of Moshe? Basparo. See, he was Nishda here, Nishda here. A little this, a little that. So they didn't get it. They were confused. That's what he says elsewhere. Here he says, "Shkenin yinzem hashoron etzagninim enron b'shleim v'sabal schol zdaver roen." So they see the beginning. They knew there was going to be a gula. They didn't know how. They knew no l'mashim shel Yisrael. They didn't know if he's an Egyptian or a Jew. They see the scholars dover, they see the stakluta chitzonit. They don't see shorishing. And then he brings a raya from the Medrash Chachomim. Me'asher yavu alayich. Medrash says, "Vahibei sahi v'lo yitzorach kriya l'meim marela v'yosef hor b'tzrayma ne'ma esmich parasha zu l'zu k'dei lismoch ma'isa tomer l'ma'isa isha shal pitofra ma'zu l'shem shemayim avzu l'shem shemayim." So we have the ma'isa of Tamar and Yehuda with the ma'isa of Pitah Patifra because they both had kafana l'shem shemayim. Eishes Potiphar wanted to have a son, and Tamar wanted to have Malchus. Torah Yishuv and Leib is Ois Haisa Bistroligan Bistrologan Shelah. She's storing her astrology, Eishes Potiphar. She's going to have a son, and she didn't know if it's from her or from her daughter. And that's the pasuk in Yeshaya: Modim Lachadashim Asher Me'asher Yavo Alayich Me'asher Velo Kol Asher. They know part of it, but they don't know all of it. She didn't know if it was going to come from her or from her daughter. You can see in your astrology, you can see some things, but not, it's not nevuah, it doesn't have that clarity. Rambam writes in Yisod HaTorah, Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, V'alo ma'onanim v'akotz ma'omer ma'ashosid lios ma'ahesh b'in Navi u'beinam. Since they need a Navi and a sorcerer, people, they also know the future. El Shemona ma'akotz ma'kiyotz ma'am mixes tevrei miskayim, mixes tevrei miskayim. If you go to the witchcraft people, you go to the tarot card readers in 97th and Broadway, I don't know if they know anything. Probably not. But they know how to get 10 bucks out of you. But if you go to the sorcerers who know something, they're sometimes right and sometimes wrong. And he quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Yam du novi yashiach ha'ovrei shemayim achozim akochov modim lachadashim asher yavu elecha." They say part of what's coming to you, the hovrei shemayim, but not all of it. But the navi called varav kayamin. Shenamar ki lo yipo midvar Hashem aritza. Everything they say it happens is going to happen. Also in the Ran, Drushes, Drusha Chadisar, he says the same thing. Toelas Hamonim Akotz Meinam Shlema V'Chaser Dover. They're lacking. They don't have it all. Ba'aleikri Ma'im Rishlishi Perkches Yev Shulem Shitz Tugu Tami Ba'Gedosim Asidos. In Mitzat Shekoch Medam Emidarko Shichazev Bechrech Ufishen Kol Medum Efshe Kmo Shiyodeh Zeh L'Mishiyod Teva Koach Hazeh Ahu Zeshem Rakosav Yamdin Av Yashiach Or Veishamayim. They have to be, they can't say it all. They have to be making some sort of mistake. So Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya, we are Messiah in Perek Yud Zayin. And obviously there's so much more to do. My ra'al is Mayim Shein Lamsof, Baruch Hashem. But since it's the Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, we were zochah to learn a little about Inyanei Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's Avi HaNevi'im. So we saw the Nevuah is much better than the Kosmim and the Onanim. And Baruch Hashem, he was saved. No Lord Moshe Mishal Yisrael, and we're here today. So we should be zochah taka lumodu lami lishma v'lasos zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. We should be zochah to be mischaber to Torah Moshe, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.